Panemius in the Daf Yomi Gemara Brachos Daf Mem Dalet. So on Amud Beis, the Gemara quotes a very interesting Brisa. Brisa says, Tanu Rabbanan, Tichol Yafa L'Shinayim V'Kosher Livnei Me'ayim. That spleen, I guess if you're eating the spleen meat, it's good for your teeth, but it's bad for your stomach. It's bad for your intestines. Curation, which are leeks, are Kosher L'Shinayim. They're bad for your teeth. The yafin live nemeayim, but they're good for the digestion. They're good for the intestines. Kol yerek chai morik, all raw vegetables make you pale. V'chol kata naktin, anything small makes you small, meaning if something's not fully grown, it will impede growth. V'chol nefesh, meshiv is a nefesh. And anything that's a nefesh, like a living creature, if you eat it whole, like, you know, like a fish or whatever, is going to be meshiv es nefesh, which is going to return the soul, right? So, like, if you eat small sardines or something like Rashi describes, like small little fish that are fully grown, but they're up to their full potential, so that's going to help you, you know, grow. And it's going to help restore the soul. So, what does this mean? So, there's a lot brought down. The Ben Yoyada actually offers three approaches. I'm going to share one with you and then maybe add a little bit of how to read it into the Gemara. So the Ben Yehuda points out that there's something, everyone has a nefesh of Kedusha. Everyone has a holy part of their soul. And that's meshiv es a nefesh. Meaning, what does it mean it returns to the soul? That there's souls, there's parts of the nefesh that are in all of the Bria. They're in the domim tzomei chaymedaber. They're in, you know, in the rocks, in the plants, and in the animals. Right? So if a person has a nefesh and is doing things in a ruchniistic way, they could be ma'ala everything, right? If they take salt, which is a domim, but they use it to dip their challah and the salt on Shabbos, they can be ma'ala it. And if they take a vegetable and they eat it, right, they can be, raise up that flower. And right, every single level, a person has the ability to be mevarer. He has the special ability to sift through, to be metakin, nefashos, and everything. And that's part of the kavan of the bracha that we say, borei nefashos rabos echesternan. Right, that after we eat, we say Bara Nefashos, that Hashem made all these nefashos, all with their chasronan, and that we're part of our job is, you know, to fix that those lackings. He says that's a nefesh kedusha, right? But people have what's called a nefesh bahamas, which is the koch haguf, your physicality. Sometimes, right? Sometimes a person's acting not from their spiritual side. They're not acting from their nefesh. They're acting from the fact that they want salt is because the food didn't taste as good. And the fact that they're eating that vegetable is because not to, you know, make a bracha on it or not to use the energy in a healthy way, you know, it's healthy food to get closer to Hashem, but just, you know, they want a vegetable. They wanted to eat that, you know, they had a stomach ache. So they're eating it to, you know, as a refuah or, you know, they're on a diet, but not for a ruchnistic reason, not because they want to be healthier, just stop. They don't like how they look. So that person, right, they're not going to be able to be meshiv the chalakim that are shaykh to themselves, right? Only someone who's something who's, you know, who's karov lenefesh, if someone's close to their soul, could they be meshiv as a nefesh. The way to be meshiv other things is by being close to it. And then he says nefesh is actually Rashi Tivus for ner, psila, and shemen, right? Three components of a candle, right? So we know ner is ner mitzvah, right? Because the pasuk says a mishlei ner mitzvah v'tor or. That the neros and the mitzvahs we do, and the psila is the Torah that we do, right? It's right, and you could also say alternatively psila the tefillah, and shemen is a reference to sod, and shemen is a reference to, you know, the sod and the pnimius of things. Meaning through this, through mitzvahs, through Torah, through tefillah, through pnimius, you're able to, right? Those are nefesh through the ner, through the psila, and through the shemen, you're able to be meshiv to nefesh. By living your life by those three standards, you'll be able to. You'll be able to be ma'ale other things to that standard. So that's why dafka, if you look back in the Gemara, it says chol nefesh meshiv es nefesh. When you have a nefesh, you can be meshiv a nefesh. But v'chol karov lenefesh meshiv es nefesh. But even if it's just close, and I think the real teach there is that even if you're not quite there, even if, look, when I eat a salt, I'm also eating the salt because it makes the challah taste a little bit better, not just because it's mitzvah. When I have the vegetable, I'm not just eating it so I can have, you know, a healthy snack and a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, to serve Hashem. I'm also eating because I enjoy it and because I have a taiva. Also part of my nefesh bahamis, and my koach haguf is acting out when I do things. And I can't always write off that, you know, I'm being mevarer birurim. But anything that's karov lenefesh is also mishivas lenefesh. And if it's close, as long as we're, so our job is, look, we can't always be nefesh. We can't always be guided exclusively by the ner, the psil, the shaman, by Torah, and by mitzvos, and by sod. We can't always be living our lives to that standard, to that high degree. We obviously have to strive towards it. But anything that's karav nefesh is also meshivas nefesh.